BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Danny Howard is in again to play Real or No Real. We've got a new idea to create some more Tap End stories, and we need you to help. If you want to get involved, listen to later on in the podcast and you'll hear how. The Homes Under the Hammer game, where we try and guess the music from what the presenters are saying. More animals that are by, and I swallow some plastic in the shape of a prong of a fork. It's all Friday's fun. Let's go.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah. 30 Seconds to Mars. Who's their lead singer, Chris?
Jared. Yeah. I can never remember if it's Jared Leto or Jay Leno.
This has been discussed on air before. Jay Leno's like a late-night talk show host in America.
Right, okay, so it's Jared Leto.
About 60. And Jared Leto's the hot one from 30 Seconds to Mars, also an actor.
But they look really different, I appreciate that. For some reason, in my head, yeah. I get the two names mixed up every now and then.
You thought that Jay Leno was the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, but I would have known what he looks like. I just put the wrong tag on him.
Yeah. Jared Leto, not Jay Leno, is going to be on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw next Wednesday. Exciting times.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Okay, good. So I managed to purchase for myself a party pack of plastic forks last night to eat my lunch with.
And why I've now just... Sorry, why?
Just because they're disposable. But now I've now just eaten the entire prong of a plastic fork.
That happens.
I've just eaten it. Am I going to be all right?
Because you know what you do? You eat your lunch well quickly.
I do. But, like, it was a particularly tough piece of turkey there. Yeah. And I've now swallowed the prong with the turkey. Well, Am I going to die?
That's a problem. I'm not going to lie. That's an actual problem.
Can you look it up, please? Thank you, Dr. Cara.
But what are you going to Google then? Is it okay to eat plastic? It's not.
I know it's not. But will it just come out?
I don't know.
Right, what's up with you?
Sorry.
Have you just swallowed a plastic fork? Oh, good. Sounding great. It's BBC Radio 1. How are you?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, okay, so I'm a bit of a hypochondriac at the best of times. I have just swallowed the prong of a plastic fork, and I'm just getting... Well, to be honest, you lot just make it worse. Charlotte says she's still alive and ate a plastic fork prong by mistake yesterday. She's fine. It's just when it comes back out, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
It was a clean break. So there's no jagged edge. So I think I'll be right.
It's more the angle.
What do you mean? Oh.
You'll be fine. I think.
I regularly consume plastic fork parts when walking home with salted chili Chinese chicken. You'll be absolutely fine.
No one's recommending it, but it's a situation that's happened.
Don't try it at home. It's an accidental thing. But Mel says she's a fellow plastic fork eater. She ate half one about 6 months ago. Absolutely fine. Still alive. It's all good. Thanks very much. Actually, a lot of you have made me feel better. Some of you worse. Hello, Connie.
Hiya.
How can I help today?
I just phoned in because I'd never heard the Homes Under the Hammer game.
Oh.
And I can't stand it. I can't stand the fact that everything they say, they then have to play a song that relates to it. And I don't know if this game is going to make me like Homes Under the Hammer more, or it's just going to annoy me.
So you've noticed it when you watch the TV show, and it's really bugging you, yeah?
Yeah, I can't even watch it because it annoys me so much.
If that annoys you, this game will make it worse.
Oh no!
But do keep listening. Thanks, Chris.
Because I take a different view to Connie. I quite enjoy the fact that they put this music over like in a really obvious way. I find it quite funny.
What you've got to do, Connie, is turn it around to your advantage and use it as a guessing game to guess what the song is going to be. Don't let the song just sneak up on you. You've got to try to guess from the clues, and that kind of makes it a fun game.
Yeah.
Guess which song they're going to play from what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what our game is. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Right, okay, well, maybe play along with it, because it's going to be on at 1:45, okay?
Yeah.
And then see how you get on and maybe get back to us.
Okay, I'll give it a go, and
and you can win valuable Scott Mills points as well, which you can redeem at all, everywhere.
Nowhere.
All right?
I'll try.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
1:45, listen to the game. We actually make it into quite a fun quiz. Don't be annoyed.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
How pleased are you? It's Friday. This is Scott Mills.
Do you know what? I've got the proper Friday feeling today.
Oh. What does that involve?
No, that doesn't. That sounds dodgy. I just mean that it's on. It's Friday.
Definitely. And the Homes Under the Hammer game's on in a minute. This is going very well, I think. So it's a BBC One show. It's on in the morning about people buying houses at auctions and then what they do with the house afterwards. What they do is they film the show, if you haven't seen it. Then afterwards, when they're editing it, some genius puts the background music on. So whatever's happening on the show, they do find some songs that go with what's happening. So what happens here is me and Chris hear clips of the presenters talking on the show. Then we try and buzz in and guess what music is about to be played. For example, here's one.
That was my main trade when I left school. And I'm very, very handy with a hammer.
Hammer time!
Well, that's always handy.
So good.
They are good.
What you do when you're not doing this? What's your jobs and things?
Well, I ride horses for a living and compete.
Tell me more. What kind of competing?
A variety of things, really. Show jumping, eventing.
What's it going to be?
Showing. Basically, whatever I'll get paid for. Jump around!
Jump around! Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Not as strong.
But will he and his show jumping stepson Gareth have a clear round with this property?
They are good. And here's a really good one. Now listen to the noises the people are making before the track comes in.
Reality dawned on just how much Steve has got to do.
Ooh. Ooh. And you were thinking at this point?
Ooh. Ah. Hopefully it's all just decorative.
Ooh, there certainly is a little more work than the couple first thought.
There certainly is a little bit more work.
So good.
So we're going to play the game next. We play what they're saying and then we try and guess the songs. Play along. Yes. People loved this last week.
This is so much fun. I love this game.
So we hear some clips of Homes Under the Hammer and the presenters talking on the show. We listen to what they say and from that we guess which piece of music is about to be played. Today this is my buzzer. It's a donkey.
Oh, OK. I'm going to stick with my trusty horn, if that's OK.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
So, Homes Under the Hammer game, clip one. Buzz in when you know.
Now, this is the kind of thing that on the face of it is...
What? That sounds like the start of the Bel Air theme tune.
Now, this is the kind of thing...
Now, here's a story.
I don't think I'm going to go with that, though. Right. It's just an observation.
Now, this is the kind of thing that, on the face of it, is OK, but when it comes to rights of access, it is...
You gotta fight for your right.
OK.
Who's that? Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
When it comes to rights of access, it is potentially a legal nightmare, and your solicitor needs to...
Oh, OK, go on.
Something about a nightmare... Beautiful Nightmare is the song I'm thinking
Who's
of.
Who's that by?
I don't know. Turn the Lights On. Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
I'm going for All Rise by Blue.
Oh, great shout.
Yeah, because that's about solicitors and being in court and that.
Potentially a legal nightmare, and your solicitor needs to check exactly what rights you have.
Go on.
The check. Your solicitor needs to check. I'm going to go Lil Chris checking it out. Great shout.
He tweeted me recently.
Did he?
Yeah, he's not little anymore.
No, of course not.
Checking it out.
Exactly what rights you have to drive your car, to get access to your garage, and also to get access via foot to the side of your house. It's just one of those messy, complicated things that nobody really likes.
I think I've got this one.
I'm saying Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, then you take that one. For the sake of competition, although I think you've got it, I'll just stick with Lil Chris.
Okay. One of those messy, complicated things that nobody really likes.
Yes!
Knew it.
Thank you. I'll have that.
Shared access may not be ideal, but as long as you get a solicitor to check it out, it needn't be a deal-breaker.
Could have used Blue, though, as well.
Oh, that's really annoying, though, because I take it you have that because you buzzed first.
Yeah, but, you know, we've got three more to go. Next one.
Things you need to consider, though, is the number of people and the number of facilities that they require. There are some fairly strict guidelines on this, and it even comes down to things like number of cookers, numbers of refrigerators, etc., and the amount of space. Something to consider. Look at the...
Space. Prodigy, outer space.
I'm saying... Oh...
It's a tricky one, this.
Spacebound by Eminem. They wouldn't play Eminem on Homes Under the Hammer.
No, I don't think so.
Something to consider. Look at the numbers. Get your architect to check about taking out things like this.
Mm-hmm. Lil Chris checking it out.
Why?
Get your... something about checking about things. One of these will be Lil Chris.
Get your architect to check about taking out things like this wall. And then just mull it over.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going for Let Me Think About It by Fedi LeGrand and Ida Kaur.
Oh, my word. That's so random. How does your brain work?
I know my music.
So is that because of the last line in it?
Let Something me think about it.
Thinking about it. Or
just mull it over.
Mulling it. Yeah. I'm going to go then, because I think you're on the right lines. I'm going to go, what's Liberty X, thinking it over.
That wasn't even a good one.
But it was a tune. I'm going to go Prodigy, Out of Space.
I'm going to go for Let Me Think About It by Fedi LeGrand.
And then just mull it over.
Oh, what?
No way!
Do you work on this show? How have you got that? That's so
amazing.
Weird.
Amazing.
And having mulled it over, I've concluded that you won't, in fact, be able to turn that rear sitting room into a bedroom after all.
I'm actually in shock.
That's ridiculous. How have you got that?
I don't know.
Why have they used that?
2-0. 2-0.
You're smashing this.
2-0. Okay, back after this with some more Homes Under the Hammer. That is Tayo Cruz.
BBC.
Radio.
One.
That's just reminded me of a really old real or no real question.
Which was?
The instrumental version of Tayo Cruz's song Break Your Heart was used as the official theme for the abdication of Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands.
And it was, wasn't it? No, it wasn't.
That one is no real.
Oh.
That's the thing, you see, you can't remember what's real and what isn't anymore.
Although, I cannot get the giraffe fact from yesterday or a couple of days. I can't get it out of my head, Scott.
Why?
Because it's just... It's made... I want to go to the zoo now just to be able to watch... To see what... No, I mean just...
Watch
to,
them?
No, I mean just to see how they interact and stuff. It's fascinating.
This is from Wednesday's Real or No Real with Fiona Cotton when we revealed that all giraffes are bisexual.
And apparently that's real.
It's real, yeah, that's real. Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Giraffes are all bisexual.
That one is real. I don't know what is so hard to get your head around. They're just very loving creatures. What's confusing you?
I don't know, it's just stuck with me, that one, for some reason.
Do you mean, are you just imagining a world where everybody is bisexual?
Well, I just think it's a weird concept, that.
That everyone is?
That absolutely everyone.
So Everyone's fair game.
So in the giraffe kingdom, that seems to be what's going on.
100%, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then you got me thinking, what about the giraffe from the Christmas advert for the shop that rhymes with Hoys R Us?
Yeah, what, Jeffrey?
So, yeah.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. But I'd never clocked that with him before.
Jeffrey's bye, so what?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just weird. When you
think of Toys R Us...
You think of everything you know about giraffes...
Yeah. Uh-huh. It changes things somewhat. I understand what you're saying. Good afternoon. This is BBC Radio 1. It's 2:15. Joanna in Glasgow has been on. She's quite hot at the moment. Her boyfriend's parents are coming to stay at her parents for the first time this weekend. Oh, no.
Coming to stay as well. So, yeah, that's a weird one.
Boyfriend's parents coming to stay at Joanna's parents. So, needless to say, Joanna's mum is making Joanna clean everything like an absolute maniac. She's even cleaned the dishwasher. But we are keeping her sane with tunes.
But that sounds like meet the parents extreme. You know, I imagine for the first time you should meet up in a neutral place, you know, have a nice meal, but then go your separate... The idea that the other parents stay over
staying for the weekend.
Oh, that's an error.
I know. Hey, Joanna, do what I said earlier. I know you've cleaned the dishwasher, but tonight, before they arrive tomorrow, just do a nice bit of fish tonight in the dishwasher, because it steams lovely. I talked about this on Fern earlier. Did you not know this? I've done it before. You can steam fish perfectly in a dishwasher if you put it on a low setting.
Also, if that was in a restaurant, dishwasher fish,
I would have
top money for it, because
It's
served in a quirky way. It's like when people come and chop stuff up at your table.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like
it's quirky food.
Yeah. Oh, it's expensive, but I think I'm going to treat myself to the dishwasher fish.
Hmm.
It's real nice. Producer thinks I've gone actually mad. Do you remember we tried this on the air before?
Dishwasher fish.
It's really good. It steams it perfectly. This is Lord. I'm hearing from my sources that Lord and Taylor Swift are now friends. They've been hanging out.
Oh, really?
I think Lord did some interview that she tends to do where she kind of is a little bit snidey about other pop stars and she went, Taylor Swift's like so flawless. And then Taylor Swift read the interview with Lord and was like, all right then, and sent her a bunch of flowers. And Lord went, oh, that's really nice. And now they're friends.
I'm going to put this out there. I actually wouldn't want to go on a night out with Lord.
And Taylor Swift?
If I got invited, I would say no.
Why?
People don't do this enough. People think it would be amazing. I don't think it would be with Lord.
No.
I'm not going to go there, but she just sort of, I don't know, there's something about her which I find a little bit irritating.
Mm. Well, all she does really is like, Taylor, this is the thing she said. Taylor Swift is so flawless and so unattainable, and I don't think it's breeding anything good in young girls. So then Taylor finds out and then just sends her flowers because she's actually nice. I've got to say, though, Lord and Swifty on the night. Now, it would be humour-free, wouldn't it?
Oh,
it would
be an awful night out.
No lulls to be had at all.
No. Gosh. In fact, you wouldn't... You'd probably say no. You'd make an excuse.
I really can't. I mean, I'd love two girls, but...
Lord said Taylor Swift was unattainable. Hmm. That's an exaggeration as well. That's extreme, in my opinion.
They'll just be there as well, wouldn't they? Like, plotting. Do you know what I mean? Just sat in a corner. They'd be in, like... I don't know. They'd be in, like, a dark corner of the bar. Do you know what I mean? Just...
And there'll be those kind of people that go on a night out and moan about how awful the night out is the whole way through. And people do that. It's like they'll go out in town and then say, oh, it's so rubbish out in town. It's like, you're being rubbish.
Yeah.
If you all cheered up, like I always think this when people go, oh, it's rubbish here. No, if you were slightly better, it would make a better atmosphere and then the whole place would... Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Apparently, Taylor said, it's fine. If all you've done is call someone perfect, it's not that bad. Sure. Yeah. I think Swifty's been the bigger man here. I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1. I am smashing Chris at the moment on the Homes Under the Hammer game. So I hope you're playing along at home. 10 Scott Mills points if you get the song right just from what the presenters are saying on Homes Under the Hammer. Ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
We started with one little bit of leopard print and that's then evolved into the...
Yes?
The leopard print line immediately makes me think Katy Perry Raw.
Why?
But it's got no... But that's not going to work because it's nothing to do with leopards, is it?
Why? Well, because she's in the outfit?
Because the video. I've seen the video a few times and it's she's in leopard print.
Yeah.
Moving on.
We started with one little bit of leopard print and that's then evolved into the golds, the blacks.
The chocolate. Again.
Sorry?
Oh, green. Black and gold. Black and gold.
Oh,
Sam Sparrow.
You're right. Yes, it is Sam Sparrow. I was thinking black and yellow, which is Wiz Khalifa.
So which one are you going for?
Well, no, right. As well, I'll just have that then.
Yeah?
I'll have Wiz Khalifa.
So even though they said black and gold, you're going for black and yellow by Wiz Khalifa.
I know. And because you're right, it probably is Sam Sparrow, but the next nearest song to that I can think of is Black and Yellow.
So, Becky, what is your involvement with this?
I'm going to create this into a hair and beauty set.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to go for Hair by Lady Gaga.
I've never heard of that.
Is that one about her, how she is her hair? Do you know that one?
No.
I am my hair.
I can't think of any songs with the word hair in. Or salon.
Oh, I know. Another one.
Go on, then.
Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to be a hair and beauty salon.
Yeah.
I'm going to create this into a hair and beauty salon.
Oh, we should have got that.
Oh.
The way that you flip your
hair gets me over. Hair. Oh.
Yeah. Good one.
What makes you beautiful?
Yeah.
I was on the right lines with Christina Aguilera then.
Yeah. Neither of us get points for that.
Oh, annoying when you know, isn't it? Next one?
Yes.
What are they talking about here? What song?
That brick finish and antiquated radiator show.
Something about a brick. There's the Paramore song.
Brick by Brick.
Brick by Brick.
Going for that?
I'm going for that.
Okay.
That brick finish and antiquated radiator shows that this property has become stuck in a time warp.
Yes.
Time warp.
Time warp. Okay, you buzzed first.
Thank you. Right, I'm banking that.
It's a bit shabby, but the concept of having this kind of space, I think, would work.
Yeah, okay. Spaceman. Who's that by?
Babylon Zoo?
Yes.
Great show. Okay.
This kind of space, I think, would work really well. So stick a much nicer kind of, I don't know, conservatory on here and something. But a good-sized space. Lots of light coming in through the window. I mean, look at that.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm going to go for Give Me the Light by Sean Paul.
Great show. I'm going to go down a light route as well. Lighthouse Family? But the song isn't about a light, so that won't work. So I'm going to go... what's the Ellie Goulding one about lights?
You know lights.
The lights?
It's called
something?
Lights. Just
lights. Lights. By Ellie Goulding.
Okay.
Lots of light coming in through the windows. I mean, look at that. Fantastic.
Okay, I have another one.
Go on then.
What's that song about all the sun shining? Sun is shining? Or Let the Sun Shine? Who's that by?
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Okay.
I can have that?
You can have that.
Lots of light coming in through the windows. I mean, look at that. Fantastic.
Oh, you must know that. No, you've watched Homes Under the Hammer or something.
No, I was going
to... The conservatory here would create a lovely place to sit when the sun actually shines.
I nearly went for Give Me the Light.
A random Labyrinth song. How does...
Oh. Okay, I may have seen the episode.
How does you know this? Oh my god, that's just, I wanted a review on this game. There's something, there's things going on here I can't agree with.
Okay, we have one more. This is your chance to pick it back up a bit. Ready?
Yeah.
This isn't a cheap exercise and could easily end up costing £30,000 to £40,000.
They always play one about money, so I'm saying not about the money. Price tag.
Great shout.
£30,000 to £40,000. So be warned.
But the mortgage itself, if you can secure one, the legal fees and the all important.
Yeah. It's going to be some kind of legal song. And I can't think of one. Destiny's Child, Bills.
Good one. I don't have one.
It's kind of legal.
I don't know.
Legal fees and the all-important surveyor's fees will most likely cost more than average. So for this place, you really need to plan every penny and pound.
The last line there, plan every penny and pound, wasn't it?
Mm.
I'm going to go pound the alarm. Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
I mean, it's out there.
I'm out of ideas.
What are you going to say?
I'm out of ideas. There cannot be a song about surveyor's fees.
So you're not going with anything?
I don't have one.
Nicki Minaj, pound the alarm.
Okay, I'll stick with price tag like I had before, Jessie J.
Okay.
Every penny and pound.
When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home.
What's this?
Consolidate so you can afford to go and spend some more when you get bored.
Right, they've made that song up.
How have they found a song about mortgages?
Who finds these? And what a rubbish song.
I liked it.
Who's that by?
It's Ka-Ching by Shania Twain.
Shania Twain?
I've just been told it's Ka-Ching by Shania Twain.
That's
random. Not the lyrics to that.
Can you give us another burst?
Hang on.
When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home. Consolidate so you can afford to go and spend some more when you get bored.
What?
Unbelievable. I wouldn't have got that.
Do you know what? You've done very well this game, though. You got three of them right. I got none.
I'm sorry, but like they were all massive flukes because it's a hard game.
The Labyrinth one I'm suspicious about.
Why?
Because it's so random. But well done.
I nearly went for Give Me the Light or the sun is shining, that one, and I just thought Labyrinth.
Mm.
I just know the way these people's minds works when they're choosing the tunes. I really enjoyed that. Let's do it again soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Sure, person that knows about animals has been on.
A naturist.
Not a naturist. That's when they go nude.
Oh, yeah.
That's then, you know, in the sand dunes. That's not the same on the beach.
A naturalist, then.
Well, her name's Bethan. But she's saying that sheep also, sometimes there are transgender sheep who will act as a female sheep because they will only allow a mount attempt in season and refuse such mount attempts out of season. This is
from a nature expert.
This is actual nature, okay?
Is
she's saying not all giraffes are bi. However, it is true that the males will, you know, on a regular basis, if the females are out of season.
Right, OK. And there's a few theories about dolphins as well, but I'm not sure that they're probably backed up by science.
She says male-male mounting, very common in sheep also. Thanks very much, Bethan, for that insight. A dolphin's on as well. I love this.
Not sure.
Don't trust dolphins. Mate, you've got a hole in your head. I'll tell you what's doing really well at the moment, the video for the late night 24 years at the Tap End that we did.
Yes.
The one that was too hot for daytime. We did it on the Phil and Alice show with a live audience. It had to be late night because it's a little bit blue in places.
It's had loads of views.
The story of what happened with Chris and his mates in Prague. The real story. Obviously, it's not for young ears or eyes, but it's, yeah, over 50,000 views now.
That's ridiculous.
David says, you've got to bring back Tap End. It makes my life. Sarah in Slough says, I miss it. Bring it back. This is the best story ever. This needs to be published as a book. That's from Chris. Kate's loving it as well. Jamie and Chloe and Michael and Tobias and Andrew and Will. This has got me thinking, we need to bring back Tap End at some point. Have you got any stories?
Do you know what? It was good to go revisit that story and tell it in a way which we might not have been able to do, you know, in the day. But no, I just don't think... Like, you said this to me a while ago, can we do some more? And the thing is, it's like...
Have you run out?
I'll be well up for it, but, you know, we kind of discussed all the main events, you know?
How many episodes have we done?
Oh, it works out ridiculous. I mean, there's enough word. I worked out it was about 100,000 words I've written. I mean, it's bizarrely a book, but I don't know. I mean, it's something like 40 episodes.
Why can't we get, like, if we got some more stories from other people, would you write it in your style?
Well,
because that's the only thing I can think of.
This could be an idea that, you know, like, as you said, we could give a theme maybe, and then I will write it. Like, I'll be up for doing that. But perhaps we can talk about other people's experiences of that time. So it could be other people's first dates.
Yeah.
Or you know, lads' holidays or groups of girls' holidays.
And then you write it in a Tap End style. It's a bit like, you know, the bloke that did Man vs. Food?
Yes.
What's his name? Adam Richmond. What a legend. Then he did that show, Man vs. Food Nation, because he's given up the eating challenges now. So he goes around the world watching other people eat.
So it'd be like 24 years at the Tap End, the nation.
Yeah.
That's what you're suggesting. Here.
Yeah, but you still write it in your way.
Then
maybe we get the people on that wrote the story in the first place, wrote into us on email. We get them on to tell their version of events, because you'll probably get it wrong.
We could do it. Do you know what? We could try it.
I like the idea. If you've got any, maybe we should set a subject now for the first one. I mean, it might not work, and this may just be something that we never talk about again, but it's a new way of getting stories if you're out.
Yeah. I think it should be something where it involves people's mates as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, you know, like a holiday away. So you might have gone to, you know, Amalia or Kavos or somewhere like that. Maybe it should be something
around that.
Make that
the first one. Okay, so maybe first mate's holiday away.
And it could be boys or girls, because we'll just write it how I wrote Tap End.
Yeah. So if you've ever heard 24 Years at the Tap End, you know how it's written. We need all the details of all the mates and exactly what happened in the story. If you've got time to send us an email over this weekend, this might not work at all, but like, we can try it and then you be prepared to write it up in your style.
I'm up for this. I think it's a good idea.
But using other people's, our listeners' stories.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you have got time to send me the details of the first mate's holiday you went on, obviously stuff needs to have happened for it to be interesting.
Mm.
But you can email. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just to... another idea to bring it back without having to rinse your mind of any more stories, because you ain't got none.
And it'll be a bit different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I quite like it. Because you still write it in your style. Lewis says, I've got loads. Good. Yes, 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 do it, says somebody else. Well, send in the stories and we'll get Chris to write them. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Real or no real with Danny Howard coming up at 3:40. Someone says, what happened to the rude laundrette lady? Oh, I forgot to go in today. I'll do it next week.
We'll do that again. I'm
going to go in. That lady that wasn't that keen on you yesterday.
She hates me.
She hates you. Tom in Cambridge says, I love this Tap End idea. You can call it 24 Years at the Nation's Tap End. I like it. Rick from Stoke says, yes, I've got one about a lad's holiday. I will write it for you tomorrow. Laura Coleman's been on.
Do you know what? It's a good thing you can do now to kind of last bit of work. If you're at work, do it now. Last bit of work, get some in, or over the weekend.
Because it makes you look busy and like you're actually doing work.
And do you know what? We don't need loads and loads and loads of details, because what we'll do is we'll call you. I think that's the best way to do it. You send us the bare bones of a story, then we'll call you and find out loads and loads of information.
Yeah. Like the person that went to Magaluf. 18 of them. Obviously, first night you go out. Went out with €450, woke up with nothing.
Right.
Or no phone.
I really want to know that story. And no also, necklace. Do you know what? I can fill in the gaps.
Yeah. I mean, you're like a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
Like that bloke that did the Simon Cowell book. Here's what I think happened.
Yeah, well, we can do that. And then what you can do is if you do get involved in this and we tell your story, I'll fill in the gaps and you can be on the phone, maybe chipping in saying, well, no, that's not quite how it was.
Yeah.
Which could be quite funny as well.
Yeah, okay. So a lot of people saying they've got stories already. So this is looking quite promising. Send them in to my email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We want to get your stories and Chris will make your own tap end out of it. Somebody called Daniel's been tweeting his mates. I quite like it. It's like, tweeted his mate saying, Scott Mills is looking for stories for 24 years at the tap end. Do you think they could broadcast #Mexico? Oh. I like it. Everyone's got these like little secrets and they don't know whether to let them out or not.
#Mexico has to be talked about.
Send it in. Send me an email. This is Sub Focus. If you're keen for your own tap end to be written, that's all it takes. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Loads of people are on going, well, you could never tell mine. I'm sure we can find a way. Hello, James.
Why, hello.
Where are you today?
I'm at college.
Okay, whereabouts?
In Canterbury.
How can I help?
Well, I just planned on saying that, like, I think that what you're talking about is a great thing, and it happens what I love, the first love about the show. So,
all right. Like, so, did you get into the show because of the stories?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, my first time I really got into Scott Mills is that story about when Chris got a massage.
Oh yeah, the massage.
Yeah.
That was a good one. So you'd be keen to hear some more, but he's run out, you see. So it'd be quite good to have other people's, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And Chris can still write them in his style.
I reckon you should do a hashtag, like, just make it a massive page.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, really good idea. James, how old are you?
I'm 16.
So you've not had your first, like, lads' holiday yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Oh, the story's still to come from you, then.
Oh, yeah. I've got potential.
Yeah. All right, listen.
New talent.
Have a good weekend, and thank you for that. We'll get to it, I think, because it seems to be proving quite a popular idea.
Shout-out, because, you know, I'm on the radio now.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah.
Okay. Can I do a shout-out to my girlfriend, Daisy?
Hi, Daisy.
Oh, thanks very much.
All right. See you later. Love you. Bye.
See you later. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills. Danny Howard. He's meeting the Feet Up Friday people at the moment. Danny does like to take special time out to meet every single one of the Feet Up Friday listeners. He's good like that, isn't he?
He's good like that.
Yeah. Makes a special effort. And he's on Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. Greg James at 4 p.m. He's got Feet Up Friday. They're very keen. Quite a rowdy Feet Up Friday lot today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Every time we open the door, we can, like, open the studio door. It's like... And now close the door. That's what it's like.
Mm.
They love it. Feet Up Friday with Greg from 4 o'clock. 6 till 7 tonight. Greg has the tunes that you will hear out this weekend on Dance Anthems. Annie Mack at 7. Starting up the weekend, a mini mix from Etherwood tonight. Special delivery from Kaiser and loads of massive weekend tunes. Pete Tong, 9 p.m. this evening on Radio 1. And Scream, without Benga. Benga can't be bothered tonight, but Scream's on at 11 o'clock.
It's a shame that they didn't, like, I think if Benga's off, they should get, like, Dan or Phil in. Do you know what I mean? Like, that would be amazing. Like,
Scream and Phil.
That would be
Dan
so
and Scream.
Good. That would be so good. Imagine that.
Tonight they've got a Slammers and Bangers mix. That's no talking for 30 minutes, just Slammers and Bangers.
Is that one?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Danny Howard's here. He's on
He's
on Real or No Real soon.
Can't wait.
Twice in a row? 2 days in a row?
Yeah, I know.
Danny was on Inuit Bingo yesterday. The video's online. It's doing quite well, actually.
I watched it back, actually, before.
It's very funny.
It is good. It's some good clips in there.
If you want to watch the video from yesterday. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. And here's a little bit of it. Over to last night's Pointless now with the brilliant Richard Osman. I love him. He makes that show. Pointless Richard, as we call him. He is the making of that show. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if it wasn't for Richard, we would never know about this.
Terrific answer, Jim. Very well played. Zaragoza, the home of Real Zaragoza, never won La Liga. They famously in 1995 beat Arsenal in the final of the Cup Winners' Cup when Naeem lobbed Seaman from the halfway line.
It's good.
That's the best one I've heard in ages.
There were some good clips yesterday. Get it from the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. Innuendo Bingo from yesterday's show is available to watch. There's so many coming in on my email.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely... We're going to try it. Anyway, we're going to give it a go. But yeah, I've heard so many people. Stacey emailed in about a story about Benna Kassim. What I love about these stories coming in, like, even the subject title alone is good. And it's Stacey's got one about Benna Kassim with her mates. David emailed in about a story to do with Ibiza. Will's got a story about Oktoberfest.
Oh, yes.
And
beer and sausage.
I scanned through it. Something to do with Lederhosen.
Yeah, sure.
And Sarah emailed in about a girl's holiday to Zante with a story, from what I could see, involving playing cards, turtles, and one unsuccessful pickup attempt. Some of these stories look well funny.
They're still coming in now. Phoebe's been on from Brighton. Subject, tap end college trip to Croatia.
Excellent.
There was 30 of them. She found herself to know only two people. However, over the course of the week, that changed.
Yeah.
So if you want to send in your story, what the idea is that Chris is out. Chris has done loads of tap ends, hundreds of them. But what about if you could send your story in and then he could write it in the style that he normally does his 24 years at the tap end in? Obviously, you can come on air as well to fill in the gaps and correct any kind of inaccuracies that he may write. But if you want to send an email, the first subject we will do, and we'll just give it a go and see if it works, is first holiday away with mates. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the kind of thing Danny Howard plays every Saturday afternoon on BBC Radio 1, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know how we do.
Love this.
That is Chris Manichak, and if you got it, that's from an old trailer of yours, isn't it? You know how we do this.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Every Saturday.
Is that you know what we do.
We go in the mix.
Is that your catchphrase?
No, it's sort. I think it's like, you ready. I just say you ready.
What is your catchphrase now?
You ready.
You ready.
You ready?
I miss out the R. Just say you ready.
That's someone else's
catchphrase. Oh, no, it's not, is it?
It's in a song. I'm sure. You ready?
I've been working on that for months.
I think, Chris, you can't really narrow it down to one song. You ready is in a lot of tracks.
Yeah. I stole it.
Yeah. Danny Howard, Dance Anthems, tomorrow, BBC Radio 1, 4 p.m.
Yes.
Getting you ready for Saturday night. What have you got on?
Well, all big tunes, as always, Scott. And then in the guest mix, some guys from Bristol, a duo called Got Some, who Annie McEnoe is a big fan of. They've done a track called Bassline, which you might not know unless I sing it to you. Shall I sing it to you?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Please.
This is my bassline, my bassline. This is my bassline. My bassline.
You ready?
My bassline.
You ready?
Do you know it?
No.
Okay, it's really good, but they're going to be in the guest mix tomorrow, so yeah, all the big tunes.
All right, cool. Are we pushing the tempo?
We are going to push the tempo,
speeding
yes.
it up.
Always. We do it every week with the track.
Okay, Danny Howard, tomorrow, Dance Anthems, 4 p.m, BBC Radio 1. Okay. Let's
ready.
Get into today's Real and Overreal. You ready?
You ready?
Appearing slightly cross-eyed in your online dating profile increases your chances of getting a match.
So if you just go slightly cross-eyed in your profile,
yeah,
then you will get all of the dates.
Why is that then?
Why
would
though?
That be the case?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I've been thinking of joining Tinder recently.
Oh,
maybe
God, Lord.
I should do that.
He's actually
good
said
luck,
it.
Everyone.
He's actually said
what,
it.
Why? I said it off air. Wasn't I meant to say that?
I just don't know about this, Danny. Like, it's
just for a laugh. I've got some friends that have got it. They seem to have a good time.
But you're on Radio 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's okay, isn't it?
Are you not on it?
No.
I heard that Jeff Brazier's on.
Oh yeah, he is. He's very very active.
He's the presenter, right?
On Tinder. He's the presenter in the hub. But why shouldn't presenters be allowed to go on it?
Absolutely. I think it's
maybe we should put this to the test and I'll do it and go cross-eyed on my profile picture.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
Can I take your profile picture now?
Yeah.
Aside.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do it for you. Okay.
This is going to be incredible.
Okay,
if you join
I'm just going to do this.
Though,
the headphones on?
Yeah, headphones on because it looks like a DJ. Okay, go a bit cross-eyed and go.
Well, this
you
is
look
radio.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, thank
you. No, I'll put it on Twitter, okay, so people can see it. It's particularly good.
Do you know why?
Show me that. Let
what
me have
a catch.
Look at that.
Yeah. You zoomed in.
Yeah, I zoomed in.
Is it a sympathy thing then?
I don't know.
What they do say is especially with that app that you're talking about, because you have like four or five different pictures, you can be quite tactical. So what you do is in one picture, it shows you like climbing a mountain. The next picture, it's you rescuing a small child from a burning building. That kind of,
like
you know,
a hero.
Really try to sell yourself in five different pictures.
Are you sure you're not in that?
I'm not, no, but a couple of my mates are.
And they're doing very well. You clean up on Tinder.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, we'll try. Especially with that then. Picture.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to get that to the Radio 1 Twitter right now. That's
why?
Danny Howard's new profile picture on Tinder. Coming soon, ladies. Looking cross-eyed. Looking cross-eyed gets you all the dates, real or no real?
Well, for the benefit of that picture, I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, take it down.
No. I think the world should see it. And what about this?
Ed Sheeran got a new cat yesterday. He already has 36,000 followers on Twitter.
Oh, this gives me nightmares straight away. One of my worst experiences on radio was with Deadmau5. You know the DJ, Deadmau5?
Yes.
Well, I was like 2 months into my Radio 1 show. I was quite nervous interviewing one of the biggest DJs in the world.
Yeah, sure.
It was quite awkward, and it's fair to say the interview actually never made it to air. But one thing he did tell me was that he checked me out. I was quite humbled by that, you know. Mm. And then he said, yeah, my cat's got more Twitter followers than you.
Oh.
I was like, okay, that's nice.
Was he not very nice?
No, he wasn't.
No.
I mean, I love his music.
Yeah, but
he wasn't particularly nice to me.
Sounds like an idiot.
And that just brings it all back.
Deadmau5's cat. There's something a bit weird about that.
He doesn't anymore, by the way. I've checked.
Right. Well, yeah. So, to him.
So the cat, it's got 36,000. I mean, that's more than some pop stars, isn't it?
It's exactly the same as Newsbeat, I can tell you.
Is it? Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. So Ed Sheeran's cat only joined yesterday. So Ed Sheeran's cat, big on Twitter, real or no real?
It's got to be real. I'm going real. Danny?
I'm
going
to go real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Get Ed Sheeran's cat to do the news.
Ed Sheeran's cat with the news. Next.
Workers at the Amazon.co.uk warehouse in Rugeley walk past a life-sized cardboard image of a blonde woman who says, "This is the best job I have ever had."
They should do one of these at Radio 1 with you, Scott, just on the way in.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of...
Do you think that would inspire the troops?
Yeah, exactly.
They kind of have got... what's quite cool here at Radio 1 is when you walk in the door now, there's like a frame... And it's, how would you describe it? It's like a...
It's a 3D image,
it's not quite a video, but it's like a... it's like a 3D image of all the DJs waving and stuff like that.
Mm. I mean, that wasn't sold very well there, but it looks quite cool.
It's very cool.
It's basically all the Radio 1 and 1 Extra DJs on rotation, waving you into the building.
Yeah.
And I've not seen myself on that yet, and I stood there for half an hour yesterday and still didn't come on, so... Maybe just, I don't know.
It's quite motivational. I think that's the place I'm getting to with this. It's you know, quite motivational.
Feels big when you come into this building, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, maybe I could do that. There could just be a picture of my face. And like, this is the best job you'll ever have.
And then just like a little gling on your teeth, yeah.
I would do that, you know? Being a veteran as I am.
Veteran.
He's seen it all.
Radio 1 veteran.
Working at Amazon is the greatest job in the world, with a poster to tell you that when you walk in. Real or no real?
Well, I don't want to diss Amazon, so I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real.
You think that's actually happening?
Yeah.
That one's real.
Oh,
it would motivate you, though. It just reminds you that you've got a great job. Next.
Giraffes use tree bark to pluck their eyebrows.
I didn't even know they had eyebrows.
Mm, they do. They've got lovely lashes.
I can't stop thinking about giraffes at the moment.
What?
I can't stop thinking about giraffes at the moment.
Why?
Because of this. We talked about it earlier.
It's because they're all bisexual.
Oh, I heard this. I was listening earlier. Yeah.
I mean, it's you learn something new every day, and that's a real or no real, it is real, and it's stuck with me.
You've got to look good.
But now, and so I've been thinking all sorts about these giraffes, and you know, like famous giraffes, like the ones from a shop that rhymes with Hoys R Us and stuff like that, because you just suddenly see their whole kingdom in a new light.
What do you mean?
And now you're telling me that the giraffes use tree bark to pluck their eyebrows, potentially.
Well, how are you seeing the giraffe kingdom now?
I don't know. It's just...
well, you obviously do know.
Well, no, giraffes were there and stuff like, you know...
This is ruining the dream of them being in, like, a magical toyland, right?
I don't know. It's just for some reason now, it's kind of like knowing that about giraffes. It's kind of, I want to go to a zoo now and just observe their behaviour.
It's true, though. They're all like, even the one off Madagascar. Bye.
I just didn't know.
So, do they pluck their eyebrows on tree bark?
They do look quite groomed, though, these animals.
They're beautiful, aren't
they?
Yeah,
they are. I'm going to say real for that.
You're going to say real?
No, I'm going to say
real. Giraffes,
no
great.
I was trying to lure you in there, Chris. I'm saying no real, by the way.
I'm going to say no real, but if this is real, this is just another...
It's another level to what you're already thinking.
That one is no real.
Oh, still all bye, though. And at the end of that...
Danny got 30, I got 40.
Oh, Danny.
Thought I'd won that one.
Oh, Danny. Right. Dance Anthems tomorrow from 4 with Danny Howard on BBC Radio 1. We love this song, Busta Rhymes. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Hey, listen, we've got some good videos for you to check out over the weekend on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Extreme Innuendo Bingo from Tuesday and Innuendo Bingo, which was LOL with Danny Howard on Thursday. Watch the videos on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
We're back Monday at 1 o'clock.